Item 10. Try that again. Sometimes a child gets into a state of confusion, and it's necessary to extricate him. Say, "Try that again," and show him where to start. As a neutral observer, this is the most detached way to deal with muddled behavior. Put square brackets around the muddled behavior and write capital letters TTA beside it. Then begin with a fresh record of the problem text. All of the bracketed words count as one error. See the listen and follow worksheet for item 10, Try That Again. Study the example as you listen to the reading of the text.
Muggs is a big black cat. He is big.
Try that again.
He has big feet and big eyes. He has long hair and a long tail. He likes to twitch his tail. In the morning, Anne feeds Muggs his breakfast. Muggs licks himself all over. He searches his twist hair
Try that again.
He stretches. He twitches his tail. Then he takes a nap on his favorite red velvet chair.
Now, using the Try It worksheet, you'll record conventions next to the text as you listen to the child read.
Muggs is a big black cat. He is big feet and big.
Try that again.
He has big feet and big eyes. He has long hair and a long tail. He likes to twitch his tail. In the morning, Anne feeds Muggs his breakfast. Muggs licks himself all over. He stretches. He twitches his tail. Then he talks a nip on his.
Try that again.
Then he takes a nap on his. What's this word?
You try it. Favorite?
Red velvet chair.
Check your running record with the answer key provided by your leader. Count the number of errors.